Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israelis failed to elect a government which makes Israel's enemies eager to attack the Jewish state. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, the fourth election has taken place. It's not really that good of an election for the opportunity to set up a stable government. This fourth election in 2 years did not work out as well as everybody was hoping.
No, it did not, because Mr. Netanyahu, his natural coalition and his usual coalition partners are not at the present moment, it seems. He just cannot come across above the 60-61 necessary for to set up a government. I'd like to try to explain to our listeners, here in Israel we have a parliamentary democracy, and we have a lot of parties running because you only need to pass a threshold, which is about 140,000, 145,000 votes, and too many parties think they can make it. I can try to compare it for our listeners who aren't quite familiar. Think of a high wall, and you need a ladder of 120 rungs to get up there. But if you get 61 rungs of that ladder, you jump all the way up to the top immediately. However, those rungs of the ladder are divided among various parties. So they all got to get together and make that ladder get to at least 61 so they can pop up and get the pot of gold at the top of the wall.
Does that mean the fifth election is on the horizon?
First of all, Mr. Netanyahu is going to try to pull some other people off their parties, or to convince one or two parties that they portrayed themselves as right-wing, but anti-Netanyahu. He says, well, you've got a choice. Do you want to go to elections a fifth time within 2.5 years, as the case may be? Or do you want to support me? What's the choice? But that's a very difficult thing, Jimmy, because these two parties ran on a very anti-Netanyahu platform, even though they claim to be more right-wing than left-wing, which leaves things very mixed up, not only for me, but probably for a lot of the politicians that are taking place in the negotiations as we speak.
Winky Medad with the details of Israel's most recent election, which fell short of forming a government. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Israel's recent election fell short of being able to form a new government, with the possibility of going to a fifth election within 2.5 years. With an unstable Israeli government, Israel's enemies believe that this may be the time to attack the Jewish state, as foretold in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. These prophecies are close to being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...